Since December 2023, Bernard Gloucester, the CEO of the HSE, abolished thousands of posts which were vacant in the health system at that time. And they brought out what they called the pay and number strategy. That pay and number strategy was not discussed with any of the trade unions at all. So without any consultation or agreement, which is required under national agreements, and the HSE have continued to not fill vacancies in this region. Indeed, we're aware that very recently the HSE did inform staff that 50% of maternity leaves of what have actually been approved for this year. So if you have people like nurses, speech and language therapists, dietitians, physiotherapists, administration, all of those grades are not being replaced in terms of 50% of maternity leave. But also, we can see across the system, if you talk to members of the public, if people are on your shows, they're telling you that there is major waiting lists for all services in the HSE. And that is a consequence of the pay number strategy, that the HSE have not been replaced in vacant posts by and large. And so we were left with no alternative but to take industrial action from the 31st of this month. And the action we're going to be taking is that we will ask our members to revert to only work in their contracts. And that means that they will only do the job they're paid to do. So posts which are vacant will remain vacant. And, you know, because Bernard Gloucester has taken a view of the world that there is no issue here, that we have more than enough staff, that we can you know, manage with what we have. But, you know, as I said, our members and indeed your listeners are well aware that there are major issues in the health service. All four said, the INMO and the other trade unions are saying, is that we want engagement with the HSE to develop a workforce plan that is fit for purpose and will deliver the public services that your listeners require.
Pat, the current situation has put pressure on the health service that we probably have never seen before. And, you know, this will ultimately continue and ultimately probably get worse if this doesn't get resolved.
That's absolutely it, you know. And I think the general public need to understand that we're taking this industrial action in order to ensure that we have a safe service to run and that people can get the services they so rightly demand. It is not for 1 cent additionally in any of our members' pay. We are not getting anything additional for taking this industrial action other than the fact that we want to have safe services.